Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T-Y. I'm petty all the time.
All right, Kid Nation, that phone number you need to get your petty in is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, look, we're looking for funny petty. We're not looking for petty that could land you in jail.
No.
Right, that's not what we're looking for here. We want to keep you safe here.
We're looking for petty that makes JC laugh.
Yeah, make me laugh. I lost my puppy this morning. Puppy, loose term.
He was 16. Yeah, still your puppy. Right.
My old man.
Yeah.
Dexter. So it's been a couple hours. My son has been told. My daughter's still sleeping.
How'd he take it?
He did not take it very well.
Mm.
But, you know, that's one of those life lessons that we all have to go through. We all remember the first time we lost a pet.
Amen.
So I'm waiting to hear what my daughter, or how she responds. She's the one that played with him the most.
Yeah.
Well, made him play with her. You know, nobody wants to do tea parties every 30 minutes. Dex did. All right, Kid Nation. But right now, let's laugh a little bit. Got some petty on the text.
All right.
My husband has been wanting a Dodge Charger for like over a decade. Well, we finally got one a couple months ago. However, they put my name on the title.
Oh, no.
So now when he makes me mad, I have to remind him that he's driving my car. Hashtag Petty Monday.
This is my car.
Yeah, I'm sure he appreciates that.
He's like, I'll turn this car right around. She's like, no, you won't. It's my car.
Hey, guys, I live in a small town, and this dude was tailgating me on a back road. And when he finally went around, I realized it's this guy that I really hate from high school.
Oh.
A couple miles down the road, I snapped a picture of him, pulled over by a state trooper, and shared it on Instagram and tagged him and said, hey, good seeing you, bro.
Wow.
Hashtag Petty Monday right there.
Wow.
Can't believe you tagged him, though.
Gotta do it.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Doing good. On my way to work.
Awesome. What do you do for work?
I work at Enterprise Rental Cars.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, they pick you up.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's your petty?
My petty has to do with my boyfriend's like old fling.
Oh, okay.
And it was like great. It was a great sweet revenge too. So when me and my boyfriend got together, I didn't realize they were talking. So when he started talking to me, he decided to tell everybody that the only reason why I'm talking to him was for his money. Because he comes from a pretty wealthy family, but she didn't know that I did too.
Oh.
So the other day, I decided that I wanted to buy a new car. I didn't even tell him that I was buying a new car or anything. I just went there, filled out all the paper, and I got my new car. Well, I told him to come meet me. So he came to meet me. We took a picture together. So I posted it on Facebook. I said, thanks, babe. You're the best. So I know she has a lot of her friends on my Facebook. And they told her. So she calls him saying, did you really buy her a car? He played along with it too and said yes.
Oh,
y'all are so wrong. You're so wrong for that. You're so wrong for that.
It was just great. She loves to tell people that. And it was just the best thing.
That was.
Feeling generous. You can buy me one.
Yeah, I want one too.
Yeah,
I'll be friends with them.
Buy me one.
Thank you, Courtney. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your relationship. From the text, my wife turned me down for laundry every time last week. So when she wanted to do laundry yesterday, I said no. LOL. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Who showed her?
Yeah.
Still didn't get any.
Yeah, right?
You got one from the Instagram, Anna?
Yes.
At Kid Nation, if you want to write our girl.
Yes, and I think this is one of my favorite ones that we've gotten. Someone said, keep in mind, we're in July. My neighbor hasn't taken down their Christmas lights yet, so I've been sticking all the junk mail without my address in their mailbox instead of throwing it away.
Well, it makes you feel better.
Neighbor petty.
Right.
Why would you still have your Christmas lights up?
I don't know.
At this point, they're probably going to stay up.
Yeah, it saves you time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of expensive to have people hang your lights up.
They just leave them up?
Yeah, just leave them up. Just don't turn them on.
Turn them back on December 1st.
Yeah.
Or if they're red, white, and blue lights, turn them on for July 4th.
4th of July.
Yeah,
there
perfect,
you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, get those changing ones.
Yeah.
What's up, Cody?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. So, you were a little petty with your wife, huh?
Yeah, we spent the weekend trying to put an old bed frame together that we had inherited from our parents. And we really, we're hard-headed people, and we really went back and forth. No, you know, this bar goes here. No, this bar goes here. This frame, blah, 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 blah. So finally, at one point, I just sat against the wall, and a little light bulb went off my head. I said, hey, honey, I said, how about you put this bed together yourself? That way you can have the project as your own, do whatever you want with it. She said, you know what? That's a good idea. And let me explain. I played so much Mortal Kombat that day. So much.
Oh my gosh.
What a genius.
I never go to my room and shut my door, but I went to my room and I shut that door and I played so much Mortal Kombat.
Smart man.
Is the bed put together yet?
Yeah, is it?
What is it?
Is the bed finally put together?
Yeah, she did it all on her own. In fact, I went in there and I said, damn, this looks pretty good. She said,
good job.
I'm pretty proud of her.
Yeah.
That's a win-win.
I thought he was going to say, yeah, it looks like it's put together, but I don't want to lay down on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a win-win.
Thanks, Cody.
Well, he just showed her that she doesn't need him. Uh-huh. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, but he got so much Mortal Kombat in.
He needed.
He's needed for other things, yeah.
Sometimes working with y'all can be difficult. Yeah. Trying to put stuff together.
And y'all do
so
it.
Difficult.
Well, he let her do it. It worked for them.
Hey, guys, you know that storm that came through and broke a bunch of trees down?
Yeah.
Well, a branch in our fell into our yard from our neighbor's yard, and my husband moved it back into their yard because they don't ever do their yard work or clean up. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Well, I mean, if it's their
grabbed
tree.
A branch and put it over in their yard.
It's their branch.
It's their tree. I see that.
I love being petty with neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't. Man.
You start a little feud.
A little war.
He gets joy out of it. Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Well, my neighbors that live next door to me and behind me, they're all cool.
All good.
My pettiness happens with a neighbor that's pretty far away from me. That way we don't have to see each other that much. Mm. Hi, Sunny.
Hi. How are y'all guys?
Good.
Doing awesome. Welcome to Petty Monday. Go ahead and share yours.
It's something that my sister-in-law did to my brother. They were in an argument, and he is like a total germaphobe, won't eat or drink after anybody. And he asked her to get some grapes from the fridge for him. And instead, she had been stuffing grapes in her mouth for whatever reason, and spit them all into a bowl and gave it to him. And this was like 3 years ago, and he still doesn't know.
Oh.
Well, he knows now.
Wow.
No, he works nights. He's sleeping. It's all good.
You're a good secret keeper.
Yeah, you are. Look at that. Keeping it from the brother. From the text. My wife's cat always sleeps with us in our bed. It's so annoying. Well, while she was in the bathroom the other day, I found his hairball on the bed and I laid it on her pillow and then went to work. Now the cat doesn't sleep in our bed anymore. I wonder why. Hashtag Petty Monday. What's up, Cheddar?
Nothing. I'm here to drop off a petty package.
A petty package.
A petty package for JC.
A petty
package. Today's probably not a day.
Well, I removed it earlier. It was sitting there when he got here.
Okay.
So, but now enough time's passed.
Yeah. It's been a couple of hours now.
Yeah.
A petty package.
He was here
package.
When I got here this morning.
What's right. in it?
Oh, this guy. JC. Practice makes perfect. Signed, G.
Oh, no.
It's a Jenga set.
Oh! Oh, Boss Man George is feeling bad right now.
Oh, Boss
Gosh, his
Man
dog
George.
Just died, George.
George, my dog died like 2 hours
Boss
ago.
Boss Man George.
You know that when he bought it.
He knew. He knew what was happening.
Boss Man George, if you didn't hear... Bossman George guy. Supposedly beat JC in a Jenga turn match over the
But he held the top, right?
Yeah.
After cheating.
The only line I wanted to change on my song with Alan and the Tank Top Twins was the line about George, about him being undefeated. Because he cheated.
Mm. Well, now you can practice.
Yep.
You know I'm going to play George every day until he finally loses.
Yep.
That's my petty right there. He can't get me out of his office until he takes me on Jenga. I'll show up.
Yeah, but then if you win, like I won fairly in an intense game of cornhole, he will say he let you win.
Oh, of course. That's what he said with Jenna. With
just make you play him again.
Nah, and it was an intense game.
I know it was. Nah, I know he won't let me win. I know he won't. Even if he says he didn't, he won't let me. Let's take one more here from Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey.
Hey.
So.
Go ahead.
Boy. So, my... stepmother, she had this one can opener she loved. It was a handheld one, and my dad absolutely hated it. He could never get it to work. So he decided he was going to buy her one Christmas a mechanical can opener, one of the electric ones. She took such offense because she loved her handheld one. She turned around, hid it all the way till Christmas, and re-gifted it to him. And every year since, she's re-gifted the same can opener every year. And in the beginning, she was so angry about it because she was like, I love mine. I can't believe you would replace it. She literally unplugged it, put it in the shower for him to come across.
In the shower?
Just to get, yes, literally put it in the bottom of the shower just for him to walk in and see.
I need to get this can opener.
Really?
Yeah, it must be really good right there. Let's go with Sarah.
It's pretty funny, Betty.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, guys. So a couple months ago, my dad randomly left our family, and since then, I've been sending his P.O. box a bunch of random catalogs and junk mail just to fill it up.
So you're telling me he just up and left?
Yeah, after 30 years of marriage to my mom, he just claimed, I'm not happy anymore, and... wanted to be by himself, so he just up and left.
I'm sorry.
I'm not junk mail.
That's dad, but I fully support your petty.
Yeah.
100% on your side.
It's
there.
Very
I'm
aggravating
sorry.
And very harmless.
Yeah.
But still.
Makes you feel good.
It yeah, makes
sends
you feel
the point,
good.
You know?
Yeah.
You point across. Well, I'm sorry, Sarah. We're here for you, though. You know, you
okay,
got us.
Guys.
We'll never leave
uh-huh.
you unless George fires us.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Sarah. Thanks for calling in. And thank you for your text messages and calls, Kid Nation. Petty Monday, we'll be back. We have vacation next week, so the week after that.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it go.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll have plenty of Petty to get to then. But coming up next, we're going to talk to two movie stars.
Movie stars.
Dave Bautista, who, you know him from the WWE back in the day. And also, Kumail Nanjiani. They have a new movie called Stuber, and it's hilarious. We'll talk to those guys next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This interview is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yes.
So there's a cool movie coming out, hitting theaters July 19th. It's called Stuber.
And July 12th.
July 12th. It's called Stuber. And it stars Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista, who are in studio with us right now. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, thank you for having us.
Good morning.
My friends call him Khan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Khan?
Well, that's actually going way back.
Well, I was on my prep, sir.
Yeah, way back.
So it was July 19th, so we can just throw that out the window.
Wrestling without shoes.
Have you graduated past that now?
Wait, what's Khan?
That was my first wrestling character.
And you wrestled without shoes?
It was like a Tung Po ripoff. Yeah, without shoes.
What's Tung Po?
Tung Po from Kickboxer.
Oh.
Tung Po.
How many personas did you have to come up with before you got into the wrestling? Before you were finally Dave Bautista?
Well, I only came up with one. It was that Khan character, and the rest was kind of given to me. I had this really awful gimmick when I was in OVW called Leviathan, and that was from the sick, twisted imagination of Jim Cornette. It was really like this awful demon, like this demon from the Ohio Valley River, and he didn't want me like speaking to people because demons don't speak, and I was just like this monster. It was awful. And then I had this I was Deacon Batista when I first broke into WWE, and then it was just me.
Well, I saw you posting that you were watching him recently, right?
In Mania,
Oh, yeah. I was not in the ring. He was in the ring.
Yeah, but you were just, from a fan perspective, watching. Was that the first time you had gotten to see him perform like that?
Live, yeah. I was at WrestleMania with my wife, and we sat rings. I mean, it was like Shawn Michaels was right in front of me, and I was right, and he, like him and Triple H, just smashed all the tables right in front of us.
They're perfectly fine tables, too.
Yeah. No, they were messy tables.
Oh, okay.
They got what was coming to them. They were not good tables. Not well constructed. They really fell apart the moment you leaned on them, guys.
You're not supposed to look that closely.
Yeah.
You feel like you're a family member, and you're like, Dave, don't get hurt.
Oh, yeah. No, I was very worried, and my wife was actually even more worried. So if you see the pictures of us, we're both like, is Dave going to be okay?
I think the closer you are, the more violent it is. Because it is, I don't think you really pick up on TV how much some of that stuff really hurts.
I mean, they throw each other around. Like, you know, they smash them on this table and the table falls apart. But, like, it makes a sound of the body hitting the table.
It makes sound.
Like, Dave, is there a class you guys take to learn how to crash through tables? Or is that something you just learn when you go out there on the
ring? Yeah, I had never taken that course when I was in my wrestling training, but... you never taken the table crashing course, but it was something we picked up along the way.
You had to do some wrestling moves in a roundabout way in the movie. You got tossed around and did some moves and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you get injured?
when you say hurt but not injured, right. When right after the wrestling match, I asked him, I was like, how are you? And he was like, hurt but not injured. Yeah. So that's what it was. I mean, I was bruised up.
Lots of ibuprofen after.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of ibuprofen and lots of complaining and whining. I really was like, oh, God, what do you, well, why? Why do you do this to yourself? But Dave was so good at it. And I, you know, watching him, I learned a lot about how to do those sort of that kind of physical acting. I'd never done it. So you see, like, because, you know, you have to, like, how you pretend to take
snap
a punch
your neck and stuff.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. It's really.
It's not real? I thought those were real punches.
With Dave, it's real, but I send in a different guy. I send in Hasan Minhaj to do it for me. He's my stunt double. And then they put my face on his. He's a great guy. He's got a lot of concussions for me.
Do they have to tell you cut a lot and just say you're not faking it good enough?
Yeah, be better.
Yeah, well, I honestly, because, you know, the comedy acting and sort of emotional acting, you're sort of in the moment and you're doing it, and if it feels good, it is good, but fighting acting is very technical, actually. So if, like, you don't move at the right time, it doesn't look good.
Really,
so I would go watch myself on the monitor, and I'd be like, oh, that was really, really bad. And Dave was always really, really good. So I would, like, try and watch the video and be like, okay, I got to do this differently, do this better, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Do you accidentally strike the stuntmen when you're fake fighting in movies, Dave? Have you done that? You've done a lot of fighting.
I've never hurt anybody, but
but you've injured.
I have 20 years. I've never injured anybody. I've never hurt anybody, but I have 20 years of experience doing this. But I did have an actor. I won't mention his name, but he's also known as James Bond.
We won't say it.
But he did. He caught me with a left hook and broke my nose.
He broke your nose?
Yeah, he broke my nose.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you could have broken way more than his nose.
Yeah, you could fight him in real life.
We actually did get injured in the same fight scene. We put each other.
You went for it.
Yeah.
Oh, you broke your nose?
Yeah, he hurt his knee and he had to get it surgically repaired.
Yeah,
so he was injured. He got injured. I got hurt.
What's your guys' actual Uber rating as customers?
Yeah, do you know what it is?
I'm always very nice, so I don't know why it's low. I just...
Is the rating based? Yeah. Like, because in the movie, that's the point of the movie.
Right.
He plays Stu, and he's a Uber driver, and Dave is a police officer and needs an Uber driver because he is blind as a bat. And you're all about the rating in the movie.
Yeah, but my customer rating is slightly lower because I'm not looking to make friends, you know? I'm trying to get to where I need to get to.
What is it?
You've probably thrown up in
You know what it is. What is it?
It causes it to go.
Huh?
If you've thrown up in an Uber, that causes
I've
it.
I've never
that
done anything
it.
Bad. If I find a phone, I report it. I say, hey, man, or hey, ma'am, whatever, you know, the situation calls for. And I get out and I say, thank you. I've done nothing bad. I've never pooped, peed, or puked in a car. And
the three most important.
You'll know what you're missing.
Dave's just hiring.
I didn't know we could actually look up our customer
rating.
Rating.
It's right under your profile photo.
I had no idea.
They say an Uber driver has told me if it's anything below a 4.6, they hated you.
Oh, really? I tip really well, so
they can't rate you off tip.
It's
oh, really?
Yeah,
we just went through this. Yeah, we found out. We figured if you didn't tip.
Good,
you
good,
think
right?
so. No.
They have to rate you before they see the tip you gave them.
But I'm like a really polite person, and I usually smell pretty good.
I was just giving 5 stars just on size.
Now this movie is like really reminiscent of like the almost like the buddy cop genre. So the chemistry has to be just right between you two.
Yeah.
How did you two find each other to do these roles? You know what I'm saying? How do they get this combination?
Well, you know, they wanted like a big brawler type guy, and then once they cast me, they needed the guy. They needed like sort of the you know,
the dorky guy,
the nerd. And
the chemistry has to be right. If it's not right, it's not going to work.
We had a chemistry read.
Yeah, we did. We auditioned together, and I mean, we really like each other a lot personally. We didn't know each other before this movie. We had friends in common, but we auditioned, and we just really got along really, really great. And I think that you can feel that in movies. Mm-hmm. I think what you can feel in movies, this is my theory, is you could tell even if people are playing enemies whether they really like each other or they might also actually hate each other. I think love or hate translates to screen in a compelling way, both, you know, mm-hmm. in yeah. both cases, I think. Because you see, like, sometimes you hear rom-coms and you're like, oh my God, these two are great together. And you find out, oh, they actively hated each other. Apathy, I think, isn't great for screen, but any sort of passionate response is. And we just really, you know, we really love each other.
Yeah.
Aww. But you love, you know, love each other.
Yeah.
It's all love. It's all... Yeah.
Well, it was a nonstop. I mean, from the moment the movie starts, it is action. Yeah. We are squirming in our seats, putting our hands up from start to finish. There's not a lull in the entire movie.
Yeah.
And I was really excited to see Mira Sorvino back on
the screen. Oh, she's great. Yeah. Isn't she great? Yeah. She's great in the movie. We were so lucky to...
And I was having a hard time seeing it at first because she's so sweet. But she, like, really works. I mean, she really works as...
Well, it's a small cast for a movie, but every part is just so important.
She's an Oscar winner.
I know.
So we're very, very lucky to
You're kind of in that category.
Yeah, you're in that round, dude.
No, I'm an Oscar loser.
you're Oscar nominee. Not everybody can say nominee.
It's like second
you're
place.
You're in the mix.
First to last, right?
They never say this, but they just did say you guys came in a very close second. Yeah. They never say that, but you know, Academy called and was like, hey, just so you guys know, don't be discouraged. We'll get you next year.
You should have like a silver Oscar mate.
You should make them that, Dave. What's your guilty pleasure to watch? Can I call you Dave or Mr.
Please.
Dave?
Can I please?
I don't know if I have a...
Now that I've already done it.
A huge human.
I don't know if I have a...
Call him Deacon.
I really got into watching RuPaul's Drag Race, which this guy got to be.
Dude, we should have done it. We should have done it. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Sign me up, dude. Well, I think you did it before we did the film, though, but I was like all into it. But I don't know. I wouldn't call that a guilty pleasure. I don't really have...
You're proud of it.
Oh, yeah. I don't really have anything.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Well, we have a very special guest in our audience today that you actually both responded to on Twitter.
Yeah. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Recognize him and everything.
Hey, dude, I have bad news. You got fired.
Yes.
Oh, is that you, your boss?
That's like, him.
Did he end up letting you off?
What was the tweet?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's why my tweet was really meant for your boss.
No, did you show him, Dave?
It worked.
Did it work?
Come here, Jeremy.
Yeah, come over here, honey. We can't hear you on the mic.
So while Jeremy gets over here, Jeremy tweeted, I want a chance to meet Kumail and Dave Bautista, and I can't make it because of work. I've been so heartbroken. And then Dave came in and saved the day and said, a good boss would give you time off. Only a tyrant would deny you this opportunity. That's obviously your destiny. And nobody wants to be known as a tyrant who wouldn't give a guy a few hours off work. With pay, by the way.
With pay.
It's a miracle. Did I go overboard with miracle?
No, it's with pay. He went overboard with pay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Did you show this to your boss?
Yeah, he didn't know who he was at first. And I go, you're going to really tell me, you know, Drax told you I got to get off work. So he goes, oh, it's that guy. And then that's when he instantly switched my shift up today. So,
aw, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Dreams come true. You just got a tweet for them.
And I met you guys too, so that's really cool as well.
Oh, that's generous.
You paid him to say that.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to ask him?
I don't know. I mean, I guess just to tell, I used to root for you all the time when I was a kid and watching wrestling all the time.
Yeah, it was cool. Actually
with the belt, with the championship belt.
And he brought the vid sick.
Oh, come on, he brought you
this. This is actually one of my first rom-coms I saw with my girlfriend. It was shout out to you for the Ultimate Date Night movie.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
And you guys are still together?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
That's bad, but like we watched it. She left me immediately.
She didn't like it that much, so I had to let her go.
That's awesome.
Give a shout out to your boss.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chris Trimble. He let me be here.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
The least we could do was shout out Chris.
Not at all a tyrant.
Who made these shirts, by the way, that I'm wearing?
My mom did.
Aww.
He's got a whole line, you know. So people, this is going to be on.
It's on radio, but we also film it.
We have video as well. Yeah, you can watch on TV.
Wearing shirts with my face on them.
Yeah, it's pretty.
What is the story behind the shirts? There is one.
Didn't you wear Dave's face to WrestleMania?
Right. So Dave, a couple months before, you know, when we were doing Stuber, when we were shooting, he would talk about how he wanted to go back and sort of end his wrestling career in the way he wanted to end it. And then a couple months before WrestleMania, he texted me. He was like, hey, dude, I'm going to WrestleMania. Do you want to come? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. And as it was getting closer, I was like, how do I show my support? So I was like, I need a shirt with his face on it, and I need a huge Dave Bautista face to hold up. And I got two. So you could see me in the front row when he's, you know, fighting Triple H. I've got a big Dave face holding two huge faces. That's so awesome. I think that was sort of the genesis of it. I was like, I want to wear all Dave Bautista.
It was a surreal sight. I was standing there. First, I was focused on Shawn Michaels, and then I look, and Kamel's there with my face, these two big heads. And then we had our buddy Dave Callahan sitting next to him with this big sign that says, Bautista is my BFF.
Aww, Dave, speaking of faces on things, we heard, and this may not be correct, that you're a fan and you collect metal lunchboxes.
No, very true.
Okay, yeah, well, we just so cool. happened to have
oh, sweet. Cool.
a metal lunchbox.
Sorry, Kamel, we didn't get you one.
Oh, you
don't collect them.
Well, we have a big sign with Dave's face on it.
I'll take that. Yeah.
I got a new lunchbox last week that I've been searching for forever. It's really hard
to
get.
He was telling me about this while we were filming, and when I saw it, I texted him a congratulations. Right.
What was it?
It's called a toppy, and they weren't for sale. You could only get them through trading stamps in the 50s, so they're really hard to get.
It's an elephant, right?
And I came in late yesterday. And on our last press tour at South by Southwest, I had a neck injury and I had to cancel some of the things. And Kamel hits me up and he goes, if you're bailing on this press tour, I'm going to poop in you. He didn't say poop. I'm going to poop in your toppy lunchbox.
Yeah. I'm not doing this alone, Dave.
Yeah, it's like an elephant, right? Toppy the elephant. Toppy it was a elephant. Character back in the 50s. Yeah. It's like one of the most rare lunchboxes.
It's very,
He's
very
got like
rare.
Walls of these lunchboxes.
Okay, well, this one has no
Thank
trade
you.
Value.
Yeah, of course
it Kamel
does.
Poop in it.
That's sentimental value.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Make sure you catch Stuber in theaters July 12th.
Kamel,
Najani, and Dave Bautista. You guys, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Stopping
thank
by.
Thank
man.
You for having
you guys
me.
Are
thank,
awesome.
You, thank you.
Thank you.
Give it up,
y'all. Give it up, everybody.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I hope everybody's excited.
About
Stranger Things Season 3 is dropping.
Heck yeah.
On 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
That is America's birthday present from Netflix. And I've been seeing a lot of pictures because they had a cool party for the premiere. I think on the Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm.
Grey Drake was posting pictures from inside the party, and she was really close to the stars of the show. Now, we do have a Kid Nation member who won a trip out there to go experience all this good stuff. Her name is Ivy. She's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Ivy.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you back home yet, or are you still out there in L.A.?
I'm actually back home. I flew back Saturday night.
Okay. And when did this party take place?
Friday night at the Santa Monica Pier. It went pretty late, actually. I think the party ended at about 12:30, so we got home about 1 a.m.
Oh, and if you were to guesstimate, how many people were at this Stranger Things premiere party?
Probably like 200 people, I'd say, in total.
That is
intimate.
That's intimate for Hollywood standards.
Yeah.
What was the highlight of the night for you?
Well, definitely Millie and Finn were dancing in the House of Mirrors. That was really cool. It had all kinds of crazy stuff. But the House of Mirrors was like a huge disco ball and like chandelier and a DJ, and everyone was in there kind of dancing. And the stars had their own special area.
Yeah.
But at one point, Millie and Finn came out into the middle of the dance floor and they danced together, and it was so cool.
Sounds like a great time.
So you were super close
so
to them?
Yes, actually. They were just walking around, and I saw Millie and Caleb get on the pirate ship and actually, like, go on in. That was pretty cool, and on the roller coasters, and all the games were free. Everything was 100% paid for by Netflix, and it was just the funnest time ever. It was just so much fun.
Cool. Did they have hot dogs?
They had anything you wanted. They had funnel cakes, ice cream. They had like this pretty cool vegan bar. You could get whatever you want. They had a pizza bar. They had all kinds of stuff. Games. They had a splat rat, which was like a you hit the thing with the thing and it makes it go all the way up to the top. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, we're looking at your picture, Ivy.
Oh, you look great.
Your outfit for the party was awesome.
On point.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Thank you. They told us to dress 80s, so AC/DC was the way to go.
Oh, you look awesome.
Now, I know you got to see them walking around. Did you get to meet and talk with any of the cast or take pictures with them?
Yes, before the show, before they actually showed us the first two episodes of the series at the release party, or before the party,
yeah.
They had a premiere, and we actually got to go to that. But before the premiere, we got to go to the red carpet, and they had all the stars out there, and I got to meet Millie, Caleb, Joe, Kiri, Baker, David, which is Hopper on the show.
Yeah.
So 11 Hopper on the show, Gaten, all of them. I got to meet 7 out of 11. I didn't see Winona or Finn or Charlie Heaton or Natalia.
Well, that's pretty good, though. 7 out of the 11.
Right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, it was so fun.
Did David Harbour mention us? He was just recently on our show. Did he mention that he was on our show and had a good time?
No, he did not, but he did say hi to my mom for me, because my mom was really excited to meet him.
Well, Ivy, that sounds like one of the best experiences we've given away.
I'm telling you.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was amazing. It was incredible. Honestly, thank you so much for everything. It was amazing.
No, thank you. And no spoilers here. How were the first two episodes? Pretty awesome?
Amazing. Honestly, bigger and better than anything they've ever done. It was crazy.
I'm so excited. Well, Ivy, glad to have you back home. You had the time of your life. And share those pictures. I think we'll try to post a couple for you on Kid Nation so we could see what it looked like.
I will. I'll share it for you guys.
Thank you, Ivy.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good week. Thank you. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of partying, Jenna was doing a little partying this weekend, too.
Yes, I went to one of my best girlfriend's weddings in Aspen.
Did you see the hashtag, Where's Jenna, trending? Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, everyone was very... I was like, didn't you guys just say I went to a wedding? Yeah.
But, you know, people miss it. But,
yeah.
Jenna was at a wedding over the weekend.
Yeah, I was a bridesmaid, actually, and then the wedding was, since we were in Florida, it was a little, you know, difficult to get to because it was in Aspen, Colorado, but it was beautiful. It was all the way on top of Aspen Mountain, so you took a gondola for over half an hour to get up there.
Wow.
It was kind of crazy, because, I mean, I know you get on a ski lift when you go skiing, but to do it in the summer when everything's all green, it was beautiful, and coming down was another story, in the pitch black, coming down a gondola for, like, 45 minutes after the wedding. But it was stunning, so, and it's such a great time of year, because it gets a little chilly up at the top of the mountain at night. You can still see all the snow peaks, but we were in bridesmaids' dresses and totally comfortable for the most part, so it was wonderful. But, you know, I could go on and on about the weekend. It was fabulous. But, you know, when a best girlfriend's getting married, you hope things go smoothly.
Yeah.
So we had a rehearsal the day before, but it was very brief. My friends are the type of friends that are like, yeah, okay, got it. We're good.
Not listening.
Not listening.
Been here before.
Been drinking. We're in Colorado. Not listening. We're fine. We got this. So we're up. Everyone's seated. It's right at the edge of a cliff of a mountaintop. I mean, so, you know, the female pastor's standing there, and she's like, do not get too close to me because my back is up against the edge of a cliff. So that's the setting, you can imagine.
Ooh, boy.
But it's just stunning. And so everyone's in their places, and the violinists are playing. And I'm halfway through the bridesmaid line, and we're walking, and we all get down, we all get lined up, and the groom's there, and we're all getting ready to get emotional to see Holland walk, you know, with her dad down the aisle, and she doesn't come.
What?
She doesn't come. And we're all like, no. I mean, we know that they're meant to be together. We know this is fine, but what happened, you know? Mm. And I know that she tends to get very stressed about little flaws or things. And we thought, oh gosh, couldn't we have figured this out before?
We lived
already
with her, so
walked.
You
yeah, we lived together for
well.
6 years. Yeah. And the joke with Holland that was told at rehearsal was always, she is always late to everything.
Oh.
But we saw her. I mean, she was behind us. We were all lined up ready to go in the procession. So we don't know what happened. And I'm not kidding. The female pastor comes on and goes, well, it's going to be a little bit. She didn't know what to do. She was just like, just stay where you're at. We've had a little bit of an issue. Everything's going to be okay. So we're all like, what's going on? But we don't want to leave our spots because we feel like we have to stand ground.
Yeah, you already walked it down.
She comes back on a few minutes later and goes, it's going to be more like 15 to 30 minutes. So I need all the bridesmaids and grooms to go back. We're going to do it again.
Oh, no.
So we went back and we're like,
you had to walk down the aisle again?
We did it again. The
their wedding planner forgot her veil in the hotel room at the bottom of the mountain.
Oh, no! So she had to go down.
So the groom's looking at me, and he's like, I mean, this is the wedding planner's fault, right? And we're like, I mean, I guess. I mean, whose fault is that she didn't have her veil? And, of course, here I am going, well, I guess you just do it without the veil. And, of course, we waited, and we redid it. And it was kind of funny. You know, everyone was chill. Everyone was fine. Everyone had champagne. But her veil was stunning. I mean, it was so long. So I'm really glad that she had it the way she wanted it. But it wasn't just inside up at the top of the mountain. It was in the hotel room at the bottom. So, yeah, it took another half hour, and then we did it again.
Wow. Round two.
So, no, she did not have a change of heart. Someone had left the veil at the bottom of the mountain.
Oh, that's a big deal.
It was a big deal, and she looked stunning, but everything else was fabulous. It was a wonderful time. So. Right.
Some things you forget at a wedding, and nobody ever notices. Right. And honestly, they would have thought, oh, she chose not to wear a veil,
she knows.
Yeah.
We had something that was forgotten at our wedding. And Kelly and Jenna and Al, you were there. You probably have no idea what was forgotten.
I have no idea.
You don't remember at all? Nobody remembers.
No.
It was that Infinity.
Somebody forgot to order enough alcohol is what I remember.
No, Kid Craddock took care of that. He found the liquor store down the street and came back with a bunch of it. But we had like an Infinity rope that was supposed to be tied around us in the shape of the Infinity symbol. And that was forgotten, so we just did it.
That's like a tradition.
Make-believe.
Weddings.
That was my wife's wanting. She wanted that. I don't know much about the wedding tradition and all that, but yeah, that's what she wanted. But we forgot it, so we just did it. We did it a magical one around our bodies.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah. We didn't have to go back and get it.
No.
Highly recommend Colorado wedding.
Why?
Well, I mean,
because I'm high!
Why?
But it's a great place to be. The altitude made everyone feel, you know, extra drunk.
Pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there, huh?
Yeah.
I'd rather forget my veil in Aspen than my ass in veil.
Yeah. Good, Al.
Okay, that's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah.
It was a stretch.
That was a good one.
I was waiting on us to go out right
there. Yeah, that was a good one. I like that.
I've been holding on to that one.
Thanks for holding that one.
I was holding it.
You know what I mean?
I was holding it.
Appreciate you.
About 34 or 5 seconds.
Yeah. Well, Jenna, you and El Novio looked really wonderful.
Yeah, people really liked that photo I posted of us. Yeah, we're in a great place. So.
Good suit. And Jenna, nice dress. For the bridesmaids, got nice dresses.
Thank you. Yeah, it was tight.
Oh, was it tight?
Oh, my God, I couldn't breathe.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back from our family vacation in our own studio, all tan and everything.
And speaking of that, I'm going to start.
Mine's kind of washed off. Oh, but
sorry, girls.
I don't know about...
I'm going to start now taking applications for next year's. I need a travel buddy. You know, somebody that I can do my competitions with next year.
Are you breaking up with Justin?
I heard y'all got in a fight.
Oh, it was big time, Jenna.
A little minor altercation, but... Okay.
Was it decided who was wrong?
Yeah, he was wrong.
No.
I decided.
I think Kid Nation decided out.
I read through some of the comments after the video since I was traveling, and I saw that it seemed people thought that Justin was in the right.
Yeah. People have it twisted. Yeah.
Even the Visit Florida and the Hilton people.
Wow.
Yeah.
They weighed in. Her sponsors weighed in.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you need to go write our love expert, and then she can solve it for you on Wednesday.
It's already been decided. But
it has not been decided.
Do more legitimate problems on this.
All right.
So
it's time for our love expert to help you out, Kid Nation. This segment is called
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Yes, Al, speaking of someone else that is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been seeing this guy for almost a year now. We work in the same place, but different departments. I met him last year on my birthday. I was not supposed to be at work that day, but I was called in. There was an accident, and I had to call EMS, and he responded to the call. Since then, we have gotten along great. He's seen someone else, and I know they're at least somewhat serious. I'm not in denial, thinking that he will leave her for me. I sometimes daydream and wish he would, even though that sounds bad, but I'm not in a fantasy world believing that he will. I'm just enjoying him and enjoying spending time with him and our time together. Is it wrong to be with someone knowing he is someone else, even though they're not married? He's changed my life and shows me things I never experienced before. I know even if we were not intimate, which we are, we would always be friends. Ooh. We've shared and talked about so much. Is it wrong to be happy as long as I'm honest with myself and I know this is all I'm going to get from him?
Hmm.
You ain't happy. You've convinced yourself you're happy. But go ahead and keep living that lie.
Scary. Don't you want more for yourself?
That's exactly it. Ugh. Why would you settle for always being someone's second choice? I have no problem with people dating more than one person, as long as everybody's open about it.
Yeah, don't hide things.
We're not in an exclusive relationship. But this man is giving another woman the impression that they are tight, they are heading towards a future together, and you're the side piece. If you are happy being the side piece, okay. You're not asking me should you change. You're just asking me, is it okay?
But.
No.
But what, okay. Al?
Matthew McConaughey, Jennifer Lopez, the wedding planner.
That's a movie.
Matthew McConaughey rescued her in the street.
Yes.
This is not the same thing.
This is not the same thing at all.
But he's getting married, and Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey got together at the end of that movie.
That's also
okay,
a movie.
Okay, well, they didn't sleep together behind the other person's back
details.
For a year.
Yeah, details.
He did act inappropriately, but him and his college sweetheart were both feeling differently about one another, and she agreed, and he let her make that decision. You got to remember that plot, Al.
No, he let
her run off at the wedding.
You're a mistress. You are second choice.
Side piece.
If you cannot close this chapter, you can't start a beginning with someone else. You're not leaving yourself open to find a real relationship that has a future and promise.
Yeah.
If you are happy being the side piece and ending up at the end of this little race alone, which is where it's heading, then you stay there. As long as you're happy, because that's all that matters anymore, isn't it? Whatever makes you happy, no matter what it is, as long as you're happy. That's the new mantra for this generation, isn't it?
Hit me up on the text if you can think of a side piece movie where the side piece girl ends up with the guy. A better example than mine.
Okay.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, gotta be one out there. Okay. Gotta be.
I'm sure. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married for 5 years to my husband, and we have 2 kids. His parents live near us, and they are in his daily life. Mm. Lately, he's told me to be nicer to his mom. Apparently, coming back from a vacation, they stopped to help him unpack, and I wasn't there. I was in town getting lunch. No one told me to be there, and I had no idea I offended them, but apparently I did. We're not the most stable couple to begin with, and then this happens, so I have told him that I just want a divorce, and he can go back to his family, but he says he wants to stay. He also asked, where would I go? Where would I stay? Like, I have no other options out there. Please help. What do I do with this man who still sides with his family over his wife and kids? Rachel.
Oh, Rachel, come on. Let's calm down for a minute.
It just finally broke.
Let's calm down.
It's been happening.
But a divorce over that.
It's not about this one issue. It's about a bunch of issues, and you've chose to make it about this issue. Do you want to be divorced? Is it really worth it? Are you just mad? I mean, come on. Let's take a breather. Really consider your actions. Have you been less than pleasant to his parents? Are you resentful around them? It's not really their fault. There is also a happy balance between how much time a husband spends with his parents, but what if she's the one unreasonable about it? Some people don't have a very close bond with their family, so they can't understand how somebody else can. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it's not normal for my family to talk on the phone every day. You know, some people talk to their mother every single day on the phone.
Yeah,
they do.
And that's normal for them. And I have to be reminded by my daddy, you need to call your mama. Sometimes.
My sister does the same thing.
I get caught up in my world and I get rude. So, my brother is putting me to shame right now. He goes over and spends the night with my parents.
Oh, what? You got sleepovers? Dang, Ryan.
Because he lives about 45 minutes away. So, he's like, hey, I'm coming over to spend the night with mom and dad this weekend. I'm like,
Ryan's a favorite.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Ryan's a favorite.
Yeah, coming right into the home stretch. You're going to be the favorite.
Coming in the home
stretch. Jeez.
Coming in the home stretch. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yo.
Don't you think?
We're rounding second, I would say.
Yeah, he's making a play for the wheel, Kelly. Yeah. He's making a play for that big raspberry fortune.
Down the home stretch.
Rachel, is her name Rachel?
Yeah.
I think the in-law thing isn't really the issue here. You need to calm down, have a nice long conversation with your husband about what he's got, because he sounds like he's trying to talk you off the ledge. Where are you going to go?
Yeah, come on.
What are you going to do? He's trying to lighten the situation, but you're standing on your ground right now.
Talking solves a lot of these issues.
It does. Mm-hmm. Communication. What do you expect? What's reasonable? Maybe you'll say to him, I don't like you being up at your parents 5 days a week. Well, what is reasonable? 2 days a week.
Perfect.
Maybe he'll say, okay. You don't know.
Yeah, unless you ask.
Anything you'd like to say with Ryan?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
By the way, something borrowed. Rachel ends up with Dex. Is that a sign? I don't know. I'm not familiar with this movie. Does the side piece, Anna?
I am familiar with this movie.
Okay, please. Does the side piece end up with the guy?
Yeah, Rachel. So the guy Dex is engaged to her best friend.
Okay.
But they end up, I mean, spoiler alert, but they end up together.
Out of all the movies, you have to pick Dex today.
Oh. So insensitive.
Al didn't pick it?
All the movies.
Al didn't pick it?
Right? I didn't. I'm reading from Kid Nation.
Of all the movies.
I'm reading. Dear Kelly, you are the
love expert. Just joining us, I lost my dog this morning.
Yes. Not lost him, like, he ran away.
Well, he passed away.
He passed away in his arms, and his name was Dex.
His name is Dex. So it's still very, very fresh.
Terrible.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is a different type of letter. I lied to a friend of mine so that she wouldn't go on a trip with me. We took a trip last year, and she did nothing but complain and shadow me the whole time. She had a great time and talked about going again, but I had a much better time when she wasn't around me. So I told her my mom wanted to go instead, which my mom knows this and doesn't mind going along with me on this story. But I still feel bad for not feeling bad about it. Does that make sense? Yeah, I guess so. Is it wrong that I don't want to spend time with her? That's from Danielle.
No.
Yeah. You have a whooping of a friend.
Yeah.
Her friend is a whooping of a friend.
You could be a good friend and a terrible travel companion.
Ain't that the truth? Boy, if you ever travel with somebody and they were a whipping, you do not want that person traveling with you again. I don't blame you.
That's short and sweet.
Yeah.
I hate that you have to lie. I hate that part. But sometimes little white lies.
You're sparing people's feelings. And
but then ultimately she might find out that mom didn't go on the trip. And then how are you going to get out of it once she finds out she was lied to?
Yeah.
I'd much rather say I'd rather, this time I'm going to do it by myself or something. I don't know.
I'm walking that thin line with the little white lies with the kids right now. Sparing people's feelings.
White lies to spare people's feelings are one thing, but you can get busted on this one. Then what are you going to do?
Yeah. You got to be careful.
Yeah. You better have some kind of good photoshopping skills so you can Photoshop your mommy in with those pictures.
Uh-huh. If you want to write our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, go to kidnation.com. We do love letters to Kelly Mondays and Wednesdays, which means it's right around the corner again.
Yep.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.